Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Christopher Mulan, founder and editor of the Technical Traders website, which I will post a link to below. Chris, let's start off with U.S. equity markets. The nice start to the week yesterday is more or less being digested in a sideways move. But the interesting aspect of yesterday is that the high that the market reached is over some of the recent highs during this more or less choppy sideways trading action that we've seen over the last, let's say, about a month. So, first question is, do you think that this could be the start of another leg higher for U.S. equity markets?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think that's where a lot of traders are kind of wondering about right now is, depending on the index you're looking at, there's definitely a big divergence in terms of which index is you know, leading the way and which ones are underperforming. You look at the NASDAQ, it's had from April, a series of kind of higher highs and higher lows. It's kind of channeling as it's running up. And of course, yesterday, today, big pop, it's trading up to new multi-week highs. And every time we get to a multi-week high like this, we've seen a very sharp pullback in the equities market. It feels like it's a little overdone. You look at the S&P 500, it's doing something similar. The Russell 2000 is trading under resistance. Now, we had a huge day yesterday. That was based on news. And you've got to be really, you really got to question the move when it happens just on news, because news-based pops tend to fade out over a couple of days. And the fact that the stock market gapped sharply higher by several percentage points leaves this giant gap in the chart that almost all gaps on the index charts get filled eventually. So This big pop and move is a real question. Technology is leading the way. NASDAQ's up, but you look at the other indexes, they're all taking a breather and a pause today. And the question is yesterday just a pop and now we're going to drop, or is this the start of a new uptrend? And I still feel as though the market wants to top and roll over here, but I mean, we can't fight the trend at this point. It is still up. It's holding its ground, but it's on the verge of potentially starting a new leg higher or rolling over and having a big leg to the downside.
Now, what's going to prove the direction here to you? Is it simply just to follow through the rest of this week moving higher, or are there certain levels that you're watching?
Well, it really depends on the asset class and the index. The S&P 500, I mean, if it can hold its ground here, I think as long as it doesn't reverse this week back to the lower end of its range around 2,800, I think it's holding its ground and it wants to go higher. I mean, it's the Fed continues to stimulate the economy, and any good news is just getting bought up like crazy. So the trend is up. It's likely to resolve to the upside, but if it can stay above the high that it's put in about the last week of April there, around 29.54, 29.55 area, right where we're at now, if it can hold that, I think it'll be off to the races to that 3,100 mark. So there's some pretty good room to go. But once we start to break down below the lows from last week, I think that'll be the sign of a new downtrend. And I think it could be a pretty slippery slope if that triggers. So it's kind of just waiting on the cusp here. Can we break above April high, or are we going to break below this May low that we put in?
So diving into some of the sectors, there are a number, a wide number actually, of lagging sectors. However, that's what made yesterday so interesting, is that some of these lagging sectors started to play catch up, like small caps and even financials that are still down in the dumps. How important is it to see some of these other sectors outside of just tech and healthcare start to garner a buy if we want to see some strength in the U.S. markets?
Yeah, there's some real mixed markets out there. I mean, you could look at the utilities index, which is typically a defensive play. Yesterday, it actually outperformed the rest of the market, which is what I've been waiting for over the last week and a half, looking for the utilities to actually pick up slack and start to show big money's moving into them. And we've seen that. We've seen an increase in volume in utilities, the XLU fund. We saw it outperform all the S&P 500 yesterday, up about 4%. And that's a sign that we could start seeing some defensive play or money moving into the market. And utilities has a tendency to run higher and move up as the stock market starts to to struggle at resistance. So that's the chart looks really bullish. I think utilities has a chance currently at $56 a share. I think it's got the chance to run up to about 64. And really, depending on the extreme, if this pattern plays out, it could go all the way back up to 70 as a defensive play. So that could move up with the market. It can also potentially move up if the market starts to get soft and go lower. So it is, again, a defensive type play. You look over at the financials, XLF. I mean, it's been underperforming. It just hasn't been able to catch a bid. It looks really ugly. It's already kind of broken down to start a new downtrend. It has a lower low. At this point, it has a lower high. It's at resistance. And the financials seem to be, if they're leading the market here and telling us that things are really bad, then you know the market's going to be heading lower. So you can argue a case for both sides. You could potentially play, you know, a short financials, a long XLF or XLU utilities, and you could potentially, you know, profit from them both. So it's a real trader's market here, and it's a lot of mixed signals. And I keep saying in my articles, we're in no man's land. The market isn't a big chatter. Everybody's debating or trying to figure out, are we in a new bull market or are we starting a bear market? And we're not going to know, I think, for a few more weeks. We just have to let the price kind of work itself out.
Yeah, we'll all be watching price closely. Let's also talk about the oil sector, though, because oil, as much as there are still a number of haters out there and people not believing this move, well, oil keeps on moving higher. It's above $30, actually above $32 right now for crude. Do you think that there's still room for oil to continue to move higher, even though, again, there's a lot of doubters?
Yeah, well, generally when there's a lot of doubters is usually when the price goes against them, right? The market tends to go against the masses. And I think it's getting up into resistance. This 34 to 36 is a pretty major resistance level. It's had a nice run. There's a big gap on the chart from how crude moved back in March. And usually a gap window, the bottom of it, which is at the 36, is going to act as a resistance zone. And it's definitely had a huge rally. It looks ready and primed and ready for some type of pullback and consolidation. And the chart looks good. I mean, it looks like it's forming a long-term bottoming formation. It's now making higher highs. Now we need to see it pull back and make a higher low. I really don't like to chase something when it's at resistance and it's moved this far. So if it can pull back and start to build a little bit of a base, a consolidation phase, then I think it'll have lots of energy and could very easily run up to about $41 per barrel once that 36 level is broken. And that's going to catch a lot of people off guard because no one's really expecting crude to move higher.
So are you playing crude or any of the oil stocks?
Not at the moment. I mean, if it builds a bullish platform here, we could be looking to get long from a move, you know, somewhere in this 34 to 36 for a play up to 41, 42 area. But right now it's overextended. It's at resistance, just about to hit resistance. And typically when you hit that, there's going to be a wave of selling. So we'll see how the selling reacts over the next few sessions.
All right, how about precious metals as well? I've talked a lot about them, but there's a lot to cover here because we're seeing just such a nice move higher in gold, silver, and the underlying stocks, both big and small. What do you think about the continued strength in precious metals?
Well, yeah, the gold miners yesterday, especially the juniors, they actually formed a pretty big reversal pattern to the downside, just based on the daily candlestick. And I was really interested to see how it was going to play out today, because the last time we saw that exact pattern and sentiment, we saw 57% pullback in GDX, and it caught everyone off guard, and everyone had the sentiment was just as strong last time, where everyone thought, you know, it was breaking out, this is the beginning of it. This time, we have that same sentiment level, but it seems like there's a lot more people moving onto the train, and it's carrying over in today. We're seeing lots of money flow into that sector. It seems like some big funds and like Morgan Stanley, some big companies are starting to move into these asset classes of the precious metals sector. So it seems like we're finally getting that shift. The large caps broke into a bull market a while ago. Small caps today are technically now in a new bull market. So, I mean, this is kind of the time when they could very easily just continue to extend and run higher and higher.
So are you being aggressive in any of your trades? As bullish as, let's say, the precious metals look, they have been on a run. So it's not out of the question to think that at least short-term pullback, longer than just 1 or 2 days of weakness, could occur for that sector.
Yeah, well, I've actually been very conservative. I mean, we played GLD, the gold play. We're still in it. We took some money off the table yesterday as it had a big move up and a reversal type bar, because it could very easily still reverse at any point here. But overall, we're looking to, when we do get back into the sector, we'll be looking to get into potentially silver, miners, because I do think there's a lot of potential, much more potential there than gold. But gold has been kind of the safe, strongest asset class for the year with the least volatility. So that's where we've been putting our money. But finally, it looks like it's time to start getting a little more aggressive. But I'm just concerned this week is that week that everyone feels like that, because that's what I'm seeing in my emails and the vibe and comments from videos and stuff, is that everyone's kind of piling in this week. So that's a scary thing. I'd rather wait for the first little pause, because typically when you start a new trend, the first pause or pullback can be bought, and it's usually a great opportunity. But, you know, we're just breaking out as of today. Today would be the first day we've closed above this level, and, you know, we'll see if it can hold for more than a day. That's important.
All right, Chris, good chatting with you. I will, as I mentioned, post a link below to your website, The Technical Traders. And hey, if anybody wants Chris and I to discuss any individual sector, please just email me, fleck@kereport.com. Chris, thanks for your time today. Have a great rest of your week.
Thanks, Corey. You too. Take care.